Hello, welcome to another message titled Pray for Great Grace. So the reason why a lot of us struggle with holiness and sanctification is because most of the time we forget that we can't do it by ourselves. You know, the Bible says that Jesus himself said it. He said, of yourselves, you can do nothing. And then he said, man's power is of no use at all. So sanctification is of the Spirit, by the Spirit. So if we don't depend on the Holy Spirit completely, if we don't learn how to be humble, how to completely rely on the Holy Spirit, you know, most of the time people get humility mixed up. The way that the Lord regards humility might not be the way that we think humility is, you know, physically in this earthly world. Humility with the Lord is absolute dependence and reliance upon him, upon his grace, upon his power, and upon what he did on the cross and upon the word of God. When we rely on him for truth, when we rely on him for wisdom, that is humility. So most of the time we might actually not be humble, and then we think we're humble because our definition, our understanding of humility is not really what the Lord sees as humility. So if we learn how to be humble, if we learn how to completely rely on God for grace, for sanctification, we rely on what Jesus Christ did instead of trying to do our own works to use and deliver ourselves, relying on idols. That's actually what leads to idol worship. When we take our eyes off the Lord, off his sacrifice, of his grace, of his mercy, and try to invent and manufacture our own. That is when we have left humility and we have gone the way of the pagans and the world. So today, what I want to encourage you to do is to pray for great grace. You know, ever since a long time ago, when I discovered that scripture in Acts of the Apostles that said that the apostles prayed, and then they prayed for the Lord to stretch out his hands upon them and to manifest himself. And then the power of the Lord came down and great grace was upon them all. That scripture just caught me. So I've been praying for great grace. So it's what you pray for that you receive. So I just want to encourage you to pray for great grace. You know, Jesus said, ask and you will receive. Seek and you'll find, knock and the door will be opened unto you. So you're asking, you're knocking, you're seeking, you're asking for wisdom, for grace, for great grace. You're asking for grace in full measure. It's available. God wants to give it to us. The Bible says that we should approach the throne of grace with confidence, then we'll receive mercy. So we need to ask, we need to approach the throne of grace. We need confidence, we need faith. So some people think faith is just when you believe that it has been done. Yeah, believe it has been done. That's a starting point. Believe that. That's an act of worship. That's an act of faith. That's an act of dependence. But you don't stop there, because there are different forms of fellowship. You also ask, because the same Jesus that said, have faith, believe in me, believe in what I did, he's still the same one saying, ask and you will receive. So have that faith, believe that it is done, but don't stop there. Don't say, because I believe that Christ has done it, you don't need to do anything, I don't need to do anything. No, believe that God has done it, he redeemed you so that you can get to where he wants you to be. So believe that he did it, then also be obedient and pray. Make sure you pray. Don't throw prayer away. You put on faith to go into prayer. So that's how it works. Look at the armor of God. You put the armor of God on. Keep yourself. Have protection. Then you go and pray. That's the battle. That's the spiritual battle. So know how to go about things. Don't say, because I have faith, I'm not going to pray. That's disobedience. Have that faith. Keep yourself up. Put on the complete armor of God and go and pray. Pray for great grace. Pray for truth to be with you in full measure. Pray for truth, because the Lord himself said it, that the Holy Spirit will lead you into all truth, and you shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. So just keep praying. And the more you pray, the more God will release his grace the more God releases anointing, the more God will release his power. There is great power in prayer. So put on every armor that you need to put on and pray. Pray for great grace. When the grace of God is upon you, when the grace of God is with you, you don't struggle. There is no struggling with grace. So God will just help you. And then you find out that automatically your temptation, you're defeating temptation. You're defeating the wiles of the devil because the Lord is with you. His grace is with you, helping you. Look at the life of Jesus. He lived with the grace of God constantly. The grace of God was full upon him and was always with him. The same with the life of the apostles, with the life of Paul himself. So we need grace. So don't throw grace away. Remember that sanctification is of the Spirit, by the Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of grace. So he's with us to make sure that we have grace and that we have grace in full measure. So I pray for you. May great grace be upon you. May God fill you up with grace. May the favor of the Lord be upon you. May the Lord's hand come upon you. May his power be with you and take you to his perfect will. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Have a good day. Remain blessed. Bye.